This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hundreds of migrants have arrived in Denver from the U.S.-Mexico border. All the movement was due to the federal government's Title 42 immigration policy expiring. Mayor Michael Hancock said the city is doing its best to help provide resources and shelter to migrants, but he called on the federal government to do more.
Denver residents shouldn't lose the services and resources they depend on and pay for with their tax dollars because Congress and the federal government are failing to do their jobs.
Denver says it has spent $16 million assisting migrants. Mayor Hancock says the federal government has reimbursed the city fewer than $1 million. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 28% when compared to March. The program received more than 3,000 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. April reports included a person reporting that several students at their school were making sexual comments and body shaming their peers. School teams investigated, and the students involved admitted to making inappropriate comments, and school disciplinary action was taken. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets advanced to the Western Conference Finals in dominating fashion. They beat the Phoenix Suns 125-100 last night and won the series 4-2. It's the Nuggets' fifth appearance in the conference finals. They'll host the winner of the Golden State Warriors-Los Angeles Lakers series. This is CPR News and KRCC.